people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. Got another Bigfoot story here for you out of Ontario. This one is, it says a man recalls childhood incident, possibly sighting outside home near Fort Francis, 1975, summer. It says the 4th Street West, about 500 feet from the bush line, 50 feet from tracks, Fort Francis. Closest road, Trans-Canada. It goes like this. It says, when I was a young, I woke to heavy breathing coming from the window of my bedroom. The window was roughly 8 feet away. The bottom of my window was about 7 feet off the ground. It was a side split. There was nothing under the window to step on. In the window was a silhouette of what I thought was a bear, but it had shoulders, which I didn't think of at the time. It had almost reached the top of my window. There was plenty of moonlight behind it. It just looked in. It was breathing loudly, looking in my direction, I'm assuming, because I could not see its eyes. When it moved, it would slightly move. I pulled the blanket covers over my head while still peeking at it. I was terrified to move or to go to my parents' room. It watched me for about 5 minutes, then slowly turned and walked out of my sight. A fraction of a second later, I was in my parents' room. My dad woke up, went outside, took a look. He didn't see it. He said it's something out there. It smelled like a bear had been around. In the morning, our two rabbits that we kept outside were missing, but the cage wasn't damaged. Also, the smell in the rabbits. Witness, none other than his dad, but never saw that what was in the window. Other stories were a couple just north of their Sioux lookout saw it at night, edge of bush, crownland, for about 100 miles of nothing but bush to the north. So, that one there's from Fort Francis. So, there's another story, and thanks for listening, and if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice. Thank you.